My Mac Podcast 987. What are the odds?
You're listening to the G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast.
And welcome, everyone, to the MyMac.com podcast. The wait is almost over, Gaz, for the next round of significant Apple OS updates. And while we could spend hours talking about it, we're not going to. Because, you know, really, by the time you hear this podcast, they would have already had the event. Instead, we're going to play a game that I'm calling, What Are the Odds? And you'll hear that a lot. But you know, before you say anything else, Gaz, this is the first question I want to ask you. Hold on. So, the first question, number one, I have to get out of solo mode. There we go. The first question is, what are the odds that Guy will totally screw this up?
Ooh, I think that's quite low, actually. You're expecting me to say 100%.
I was.
And you're right.
Oh, it could be a total train wreck.
You won't mess this up, Guy. Don't worry about it. It's fine. I mean, your audio was perfect this week.
Well, you know, and he's saying that somewhat sarcastically.
Tongue-in-cheek. I'm being a bit naughty, actually. So
well, we had a little bit of... And the weird thing was, it wasn't a problem with my hardware, and it wasn't a problem with my software, and it wasn't a problem with Gaz's hardware and software. It was StreamYard. And it took us a long time to get to that point where we discovered
it. No, it didn't take us as long as I was thinking it might. Actually, I think we were pretty quick, actually.
And that mistake won't happen again. Actually, no, it won't
No, it won't. You fixed it.
Yeah. So you want to tell me about your week, Gaz?
Well, yes, my week. What a week. Well, it's been a bit of a funny
actually,
week, actually,
because
it's now been 2 weeks, and we had friends round, and we've had relatives round, and we've been to the theatre, we went out for a meal,
wow.
I've been on bike rides.
Sounds very familiar.
And also, I'm getting a little bit concerned, not concerned, I've been going through updates, Guy. Updates are not Macs, not iOS devices. I did have a little bit of an issue with my AirPort Extreme.
Mm. Wow, I didn't even know you were still using one of those.
I'm still using my AirPort Extreme and Time Capsules. They have been rock solid until this afternoon. Until this afternoon. And I've got a story about that, but it's encompassed in a whole bigger story, which is my solar and battery install story. Now, I don't think we'll go through that this week because what are the odds?
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh,
but no, don't swear, Guy. Come on, keep it clean. You'll get a naughty boy.
I'm already screwing it up. Yeah. Mr. Cheesedoff would be very unhappy
say
with
that,
me.
So you weren't expecting me to say that. So, you know, you didn't screw it up really. But basically this week in one day, we've only got 9 panels because we haven't got a large roof at the back because there's a big part of the roof which juts out. And we could, for reasons, I can go through it in greater detail at some point. But basically, in one day, we had the solar put on the roof. We had a large battery and all of the peripherals which go with that. And it's never one box. It's never two boxes. It's always more. So we've got all of that set up. They did it all in one day. The problem came, Guy, on installation when it came to updating the devices over a network. A very solid and fast network, but they like to deal with 2.4 gigahertz. And the story was this afternoon was I went into my Airport Extreme because my Airport Extreme, which is the closest device to put onto the units, which are actually over my left shoulder outside and back. And it was basically, you can't turn off 5 gigahertz on an Airport Extreme, Guy.
Now, I didn't even know Airport Extremes did 5 gigahertz.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
All right. Absolutely. So they're not that old.
Absolutely. No, no. Well, they're pretty old, but they've still got 5 gigahertz. The issue is they probably haven't got the firmware to go up to the latest. It's not channel. It's the radio signal, I think.
Yeah.
So B and G, A, B, all of that. They're probably a couple behind in terms of.
Never will.
Yeah. But that's not a problem because what I get is fast enough.
Right.
And there is an option, which I think I've done before, where I turn it onto one of those signals. And in fact, let me look for the right terminology here. Let me open up.
Okay. I was going to say, don't start messing with your network settings. No.
I'm just going to
audio and video podcast.
So I give you the right definition of what I'm actually talking about. So the people stop shouting at their players. The radio mode.
Okay.
Yeah. So the radio mode that I can get is basically 802.11 A and N or 802.11 802.11 B, G and N, which is the automatic option.
Yeah.
However, I can force it to go on to 802.11 A and 802.11 B, G, which I think forces it more into the 2.4 range. And I've done that before, and it seems to work in terms of devices which only like to see a 2.4 gigahertz signal to connect your network. Once they're connected, you can then turn on the 5 gigahertz range again or go back into the full 5 gig radio signal, and they seem to be happy.
Yeah.
Once they've got connection with that network, they're quite happy.
Yeah, what are the odds?
However, there was an option which I saw on the web. Now, I used to do this on a regular basis, but I haven't touched any of my devices other than turn them on and off a couple of times for about 5 years. Everything's been set up and it's rock solid. And I thought, oh, how do I get it so I'm just really got 2.4 gigahertz or the option where it seems to pick up my radio signal for 2.4 gigahertz devices seem to pick it up. And I couldn't remember. So I did a search on the internet. Can I basically get to, you know, a 5 gig, turn the 5 gig off? And one person said, no, you can't. But what you could do is rename the 5 gig network.
Oh, yeah.
Network.
And then
so it's basically separate. And then it's separated. So you've got a 5 gig network and you've got a 2.4 gig network. So that's what I did.
Okay.
Hell froze over. Wilf barking because he heard me swearing when hell froze over. Would the airport...
Excellent timing, Wilf. Way to go. Yeah. Let me see if it works for me. No, I'm not going to do that.
No. So hell froze over and the Airport Extreme went into meltdown. Literally. Wouldn't restart. Did a soft reboot on it. Still couldn't get it to connect. So I had to make sure that my Ethernet cable from the Mac was plugged into the Airport Extreme because I've been pulling plugs out so that we could get the system to try and do something because we've been hardwiring to the devices so that they would update. And we thought once we got them updated, we could then get them onto the Wi-Fi signal. Didn't work. So basically, I then said to the guy that was installing, who's come round, he's been really patient and he's got them done so far. And we basically hardwired the units in for now. And they're working fine. But it took me forever and I had to reinstall the Airport Extreme. I had to do a hard reboot on it, get it back to factory settings and re-go through the process. Now, that can be good and bad. If you haven't taken a note of all of your settings that you had previously and you've forgotten them. Gaz isn't stupid. Well, sometimes he is. I took a screenshot of all of the pages to make sure that I'd remembered what all the settings were so that I could re-put them in once I got back to a certain stage. So I've had a bit of a problem, but the update issues that I've had is these devices have been sit and they go through update and then they wait for you to say, right, is that update done? You can move on to the next section. Is that update done? You can move on to the next section. And that's all well and good, but sitting there waiting to press a button was frustrating this guy a little bit. So
I'm like that with Gaz's tips sometimes.
Yeah, well. So I've got the AirPort Extreme back up and running. We've now got Wi-Fi around the house again, as it was previously, all with the secure passwords, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I hope they are anyway. And we're up and running.
Excellent.
We are using battery power that we've got, and we are putting power from our solar panels. Bit grey out today, so there's not an awful lot of generation that we're doing, but yesterday we had quite a lot of regeneration. But it's going to change as we move forward in terms of what we're producing, how it's being pushed around the house. And I'll go through a little bit more detail over the next few weeks or so as to exactly what's happening and what I'm enjoying seeing in usage from my solar.
Now, do they pay you for the power that you put back onto the grid?
They will do, but there is a whole process in terms of the grid have to send you a yes, we can now see everything. Yes, we are happy that you are not pushing too much back in. Here's your certification. All of that's kind of already been pre-done with the equipment that we've got, but they then have to go through the process of saying, yes, we can see it all. Yes, we're happy. Here's your certificate. Someone else has to give you something else on part of documentation.
Of course.
I then go to my supplier and the supplier then says, right, we're now going to put you on an export tariff. That's when I'll get paid because I can export. I can give back to the grid as it stands at the moment, but I won't get anything for it.
Yeah.
So that not be very nice. I don't like that idea.
Like so many things in life,
I mean,
the paperwork
it's only
has
small.
To be done first.
It's only small, but. You know.
Yeah.
So I will be giving back and getting paid for it. But you know, that's not
nice.
The biggest saving is what I'm using in the house. The more you use in the house, the more you save, of course. If you get enough solar to produce on it.
Right. Well,
yeah.
I guess I have to apologize about last week. We didn't do a show, but it was my 32nd anniversary of being married to Tracy. And kind of at the last minute, we decided to schedule some stuff. So Saturday, we went to a dinner here locally, obviously. Nice Italian place, and right around the corner from there is our local theater. And so we went to the premiere of what they're now producing. And then Sunday, I don't think you have these over in the UK because... Basically, with your history, it's like, yeah, been there, done that. It's the Maryland Renaissance Fair, which is, it's always a blast. We had a really good time. And so, you know, I mean, that's kind of what I was doing instead of making a podcast last week. Sorry, but, you know, how often do you have a 32nd anniversary? I guarantee I will never have a 32nd anniversary again. Guaranteed, guess.
True, in any way, shape, or thought.
In any way, shape, or form.
Unless it's a 32nd month anniversary.
Okay, see, you say things like this and it confuses me. You know why? Because I'm Guy. And I'm doing, what am I doing, Gaz?
What are you doing? You're doing a quiz.
No.
You're doing Guy things,
I
Guy.
Am. I am. And if you watch the video, assuming I ever get it out, I'm still like two shows back for getting them out on YouTube. You'll see that the hat I'm wearing says that I'm Guy and I'm doing Guy things. And
see,
one of those Guy things that I do. Go ahead.
Oh, God, you're such a fool. You've now told them what it says. So now they don't need to go and watch the video to see.
Oh, okay. No, it says something completely different. That you won't know unless you go watch the video.
Oh, another thing that I hadn't mentioned is we might be having some Washington referee visitors in the next month or so.
Oh, for rugby?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
I'll have to give them your name and see if they know you.
I doubt it. Oh yeah. Oh, let's see. From the Washington D.C. area. Oh yeah, we know Guy. Everybody knows Guy.
I suppose that's a little bit like, you're English? Do you know the Queen?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did, but she's dead, mate.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sad. One of the Guy things that I do is tell you what microphone I'm using, which is the Shure SM7B dynamic microphone, still on the Rode Podcaster Duo, which has just been wonderful. And 2 weeks, or sorry, two shows in a row where I've changed nothing. We'll see how long that lasts. To be fair, because it's what I do, I'm thinking about going back to my Heil PR40 microphone that I used so very long ago. But that's neither here nor there. You should probably do that thing that you do, Gaz.
What? Gazzy Snippets?
Yes.
I didn't think there was, even though there was 2 weeks worth of snippets that I could have gone through.
Everybody's kind of holding their breath.
Yeah, everybody's kind of holding their breath, but I have got a few, so let's go through them as quickly as we can.
Okay.
Obviously, it started off with the fact that we got the It's Glow Time iPhone 16 event, or it's the Glow Time event, and it hints at major Apple intelligent focus. Who'd have thunk it? Apple stores run out of iPad mini stock amid rumors of new model. I'll come back to that quote.
That doesn't even make
later.
Any sense. But go ahead.
Well, let me. I'll come back to that later because it was quite funny. Because I've got two notes on that back to back. Apple have announced a chief financial officer transition. Luca Maestri will transit from his role on January 1st, 2025. Now, this piece doesn't. Oh, hang on a minute. I've got another piece announcing it. So, I wonder if they've given me the name.
He's a going.
So Luca Maestri is a going. And he real estate development. Oh, I'm trying to read this now because I thought I'd got the name of the person who's replacing him. And it could be, no, it's not telling me. It's just telling me about Peter Maestri, Luca Maestri. Anyway, he's a going because he's Italian.
Got to go.
He's being replaced, and we'll come back to the
we'll miss him.
Who's replacing in weeks to come. Apple 15-watt wireless chargers are to be banned from sale in China. Chinese government says that the prohibitions are to prevent interference and maintain the order of airwaves.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it.
Yeah, Apple Music can now transfer playlists to and from YouTube Music, but not Spotify.
Ask me how I know that.
How do you know that, Guy?
There's a TV show called Be Cool Scooby-Doo. And I know this. Why is Guy watching a children's program? How long have you been listening to this podcast? Okay. Anyway, like with all Scooby-Doo shows, anytime that there's any kind of chase, they play music, bubblegum music in way, way, way in the past. And now, somewhat updated generic songs. And I was looking for some of those songs because some of them are actually quite good. And I found a playlist on Spotify called Be Cool Scooby-Doo. And I tried to transfer that over and it was like, no, we're not going to do that. And as it turns out, it didn't matter because none of the songs on the playlist were from the show. But I digress. I couldn't do it. That was the whole point of me talking now.
Can I move on?
You can, quickly.
Apple is redesigning the least popular Mac, but who is actually buying it? Following the news that updated Mac Mini with M4 and M4 Pro chip is in the works.
How is that?
A latest report. Hang on a minute. Will you let me finish? On a report, Apple's most affordable computer with Mac Mini market share as low as less than 1% of total Mac sales. The new data looks to answer the question, who buys a Mac Mini? So they've basically gone into it. I'm going to say, Guy, I don't care about this report because everybody I ever speak to, certainly who's become a Mac or is a half geek, even a little bit of geek, has said, yeah, I've still got my Mac Mini. So I would say every single geekish Mac person will have at some point or still has and will continue to buy a Mac Mini.
Like us.
Yeah.
And not only that, Apple does not release sales figures on individual products. So how the hell would they even know that it's only 1% of total Mac sales? That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Less.
You know, I could see if they said total Apple sales for Apple, I could almost see that. But to say that it's only 1% of total Mac sales is nonsense.
Yeah, well,
jackasses.
They may have their figures from somewhere. That doesn't bother me, but all I would say is
obviously it bothers one of us.
Yeah, wonder who. Huh. Everybody I know is a half geek who's a Mac user, has had a Mac Mini and would want a Mac Mini. Now, also, if they can get that price down with the new version get it at a reasonable price, which they may or may not, it's still a good entry point to a having a desktop. So there you go.
Yeah, what are the odds?
You don't have to play it every time you say the sentence, Guy.
When I say what? You're not going to, are you?
The University of Wisconsin rebuffed as Apple fends off an appeal to win in $506 million patent case. The University of Wisconsin's efforts to overturn a previous court ruling in its favor against Apple have proven to be unsuccessful, and I am going to leave it there. University of Wisconsin. Apparently, sign-in with Apple was available on multiple deep fake nude sites. That goes as soon as porn gets into the mainstream of something.
That's when it becomes really mainstream.
That's when it's really mainstream. It just made me laugh.
Well, I mean, not that either one of us know anything.
No, didn't say I did. I'm just telling you what I'm seeing on the report lines.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this report.
Many of the biggest websites have opted out of Apple intelligence training. Now, I've got to say, you just wanted to get Apple in your headline there because many of the biggest websites are stopping many companies from doing, these AI companies from doing training. Apple intelligence is the same as other people's AI, and they're doing lots of...
And it's all made up from other people's, artificial intelligence stuff. Yeah, Guy is so smart he can't even think of the words to say for something other than stuff. There you go.
The new director's cut of Napoleon is now streaming on Apple TV Plus with 48 minutes longer runtime.
Oh my God.
I mean,
I wouldn't watch it because it's too damn long to start with. Yeah, go ahead, Ridley. Add another 40 to 60 minutes to it. That'll make me tune in.
I'm going to have to watch it now, I'm going to have to watch the director's cut. I'm going to get a load of food and drinks ready and sit down and watch it from start to finish, full stop, and then I'll report back.
Yeah, just make sure that don't drink a lot. Don't drink a lot while you're watching it.
No, well, I think you'll understand just how much I drank while I was watching it as to whether I give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down.
Wouldn't that also depend on what you're drinking?
Well, I may also come back and say, sorry, which film? I said I'd watch which film.
That film was
Apple's digital driver's license have gone to Hawaii. Yay. Apple have announced a rare wave of job cuts. Apple has laid off about 100 employees in its services group, primarily affecting roles associated with the Apple Books app and Apple Bookstore. The San Francisco Chronicle has reported. There you go. What can I say? Spotify has blamed Apple for the loss of iPhone volume button control of connected devices. So Spotify has blamed Apple for the loss of the iPhone volume button control of connected devices. I just thought I'd repeat that because it didn't make sense to me.
It still doesn't make sense.
Spotify says users on iPhone will no longer be able to control the volume of connected devices using their physical button after Apple's discontinued the technology that enables the functionality. The change impacts Spotify Connect, a feature that allows users to control Spotify playback on various devices like speakers, game consoles, and smart TVs.
Is there anything that's preventing them from adding a software volume button?
Yeah, I'm waiting to see a follow-up to this because I don't think this was quite that simple. And I'm waiting to see whether there's one, either a workaround or two, something which they've got to do in the software, which they haven't done. And they're blaming Apple for a route which they took, which was false, not false, but easy in the first place. And they shouldn't have used it.
What's the other word? Stupid. That was the other word.
Well, that's the other word. So we'll perhaps hear a little bit more on that in weeks to come. LG are to offer a 3-month trial of Apple TV on select smart TV models. Well done them.
Okay.
Apple has stand by its decision to terminate an account belonging to a WWDC student winner. Apple is standing by its decision to terminate the account of AppStun, a mobile app company created by one of Apple's own Worldwide Developer Conference 2021 student winners, according to an announcement published by AppStun's website. Apple moved to terminate the developer's account after multiple rejections of its app that Apple says violates its App Store guidelines. So where's the news? I'm glad that Apple are actually rejecting if somebody is not going with the rules that they've put in place.
Now, was it the company itself that put that out?
If they are, yes, the company has put that information out.
That's like, why would you publicly announce that you couldn't follow some simple rules and therefore Apple canceled your developer's account? I mean, what do they expect other developers to do? Sit there and say, so sad. So sad that Apple wouldn't let you do what you wanted to do.
I think they've been trying to work with Apple and have got frustrated that they can't
Epic,
do it.
Epic should acquire that company.
MLS Season Pass drops the price to $9.99 for the rest of the season and completely free for Apple TV Plus subscribers. Yay, I'm going to go and watch an MLS.
Yeah.
Apple TV Plus releases Nepal. Oh, I've done that. These 10 Apple products will likely be discontinued next week. Look, and I've not even read it.
Don't even give us a list. I'm not going to, because
likely, give us some news, please, folks.
Yeah.
Huawei aims to upstage the September 9th Apple event with a tri-fold phone debut.
Really?
And there's a screen on here showing a screen, you know, like a presentation screen, and it's got three lines of Chinese on it. And I'm thinking,
so few people even want the single fold.
That's an upstage, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I've got a feeling they won't be upstaging them. No. Apple stock price has dropped on 12. Now, I just found this interesting, actually.
Okay.
Apple stock price has dropped on 12 of the 17 iPhone launch days. So expect that out of probability, the stock price could well drop. Yeah. That doesn't mean to say that over the few days afterwards, it doesn't then ping back up.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. And people who work in finance and the stock market and all that have heard this. I couldn't tell you whether it's true or not, but it's buy on rumor, sell on news. This is like not news as far as, well, it's on news, but this particular story is not news.
Yeah.
Okay.
EU Consumer Group summarizes how Apple fails to comply with the DMA. There are a number of ways Apple, Google, Amazon, Meta, ByteDance, it goes on and on and on.
Yeah. But I'm sorry, what was the company in the headline?
Apple.
Yeah, okay.
EU Consumer Group summarizes how numerous tech companies should be the headline there. I'm not going to read anymore.
Yeah, they suck. Sorry.
Apple are to ditch Japanese display suppliers after iPhone SE switched to OLED. It's been a while since Apple last updated the iPhone SE, and rumors suggest. So here's the headline. Apple to ditch. Here's the subtext. Rumors suggest.
Yeah.
That an I version of this iPhone is coming next year with significant updates, including an OLED panel. If true, this also means that Apple would ditch Japanese display. Come on, folks. Get your headlines at least close to the detail you're putting in it.
Doesn't matter as long as it has Apple in it.
It's fake news, guys. It's fake news. Fake news. That's the one thing I'll say he gets right. There's lots of fake news about.
Orange man.
Yeah. So Microsoft angry. Says that Apple's Microsoft says Apple's 30% fee makes Xbox Cloud Gaming iOS app impossible.
I think it's impossible.
Apple has allowed cloud gaming apps on the App Store since earlier this year, but cloud gaming services still haven't bothered making iOS apps. Microsoft recently explained why, telling UK regulators that it didn't bring Xbox Cloud Gaming to Apple's App Store because the rules are too restrictive. We will see if that creates...
Couldn't they just do what Epic did and just put a link to an outside source of payment? Come on.
Who said this is about payment?
Of course it's about... Everything's about money, Gaz.
Okay.
Of course it's about money.
Oh, I've just read a paragraph further down. Apple's 30% commission fee makes it impossible for Microsoft to monetize its cloud gaming service. So you're absolutely spot on. iPhone 16 Apple silicon cases have no cutout for a new caption button. What I found interesting about this was the fact that we get lots of cases almost on release day of the new iPhone.
Yeah.
For the new iPhones that come out. However, apparently... they only get a vague possibility of what the new iPhone might look like and its sizes. And because these cases are obviously so cheap to make, they can put out a few. And if it fits roughly, a lot of people will say, okay, that's fine. Not as good a fit as I wanted. But then they make the adjustments to the cases so that as people buy them moving on, they'll fit perfectly. They may even take that as a hit, as a return, and then send them a correct fitting box. And some of them, they just happen to hit it on the nail and it fits perfectly. But they're prepared. Case makers are prepared to take that risk, it seems.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how much does one of those cases actually cost to manufacture?
Well, there you go. There you go. I just think it's a lot of waste. You know, it's a lot of plastic waste and, you know, whatever materials they're using.
Well, that's very true.
Unless they can recycle it. It's just the throwaway society that we're in. And I just don't like that.
That's part of the reason why we use Apple.
A super cycle guy looms. 300 million iPhone users have not upgraded in over 4 years. Apple plans to unveil its iPhone 16 handsets at the company's It's Glow Time product launch on Monday. Some 300 million iPhone users have not upgraded their smartphone in over 4 years, setting up a possible iPhone super cycle. We shall see.
Yeah, I'm still on the 13 and it's a great phone, but I am, and it's not because of Apple AI. I was just thinking that, okay, well, it's been 3 years, I should update my phone. But, you know, that's just a bee in the butt, not a bee in the butt. Why don't you go on reading the news and I'll just shut up.
Apple Music introduces five new Find Your Mood stations. They are feel good, happy music with a positive vibe, energy, upbeat music to get you moving. Relax, music that helps you find peace in the moment. focus, music to help you lock into the task at hand.
But they missed an obvious one there.
Feeling blue. Well, yeah. I've only given you four.
Oh, okay.
Feeling blue. Moody music that makes you lean into feeling down. Great.
The sixth one is music to listen to when you can't think of the right words to say on a podcast that thousands of people listen to.
Windows ARM PCs struggles to see. I've just moved on.
Yeah.
Struggles to run games. And Apple may now have an advantage. So just like Apple did in 2020, many other PC makers are also trying to switch from Intel processors to ARM chips. However, while this transition has been smooth on Apple's side, things are complicated for Windows users. Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah. Well, and with games, Apple actually has tools to take like DirectX and whatever the standards are on the Windows side for Intel processors and make, for the most part, a compatible version for M-based series Macs. Very few have taken advantage of it, unfortunately. But from the little bit that I've heard, it seems like it's been working pretty well. Left 4 Dead. Come on, Steam. I need Left 4 Dead on the Mac, on the M series Mac. Need it.
Apple Watch ECG feature saves a pregnant woman and her baby. So this well, says,
doesn't one kind of follow the other? Well, they saved the pregnant woman, but they left the fetus behind. You know, they'll go back and get that later. Oh my God.
Okay, so Manalo was 18 weeks pregnant when she felt her heart racing nonstop. These symptoms persisted for weeks. Can I just ask the question here? If those sorts of symptoms were happening and you're pregnant,
why would it go on for weeks before you anyway after weeks a doctor
anyway, when she decided to use her Apple Watch to take an ECG to measure her heart's electrical activity, basically the Apple Watch gave her an inconclusive result and her heart was beating at 150 beats per minute for more than 40 minutes. I don't care what she was doing. I don't want to know. So basically she's used it and then decided to go and save her life.
No, that's well, not going to do
it's, it. It's not saved a life feature, writers. It's help her actually have a brainstorm and go and see the actual doctor rather than going, my heart's racing. I'm pregnant. Maybe I should go and see a health consultant.
Nice work.
Good grief.
I want to discuss Apple to all launch this behavior.
Do you know, there's probably much more to that story and someone who knows a bit more about it saying, yeah. Well, you're being a bit naughty, Gaz, but I don't care. This is about me enjoying these stories. Apple to launch Find My Network in South Korea next spring. Great. I'll wait until 2025. PayPal debit card now supports Apple Wallet with up to 5% cashback. So wow. PayPal have now announced that the PayPal credit card can be added to the Apple Wallet. That's cool. An Apple Store grand opening in Sweden has possibly hinted at an iPhone 16 release date. I think we'll find out Monday when the release date
is.
I've got a feeling it won't be long after the event on Monday.
I'm guessing Thursday or Friday.
Apple, possibly. Apple Pay is everywhere, Guy, and it's now 10 years old. Wow. Wow.
I like Apple Pay.
I saw a note which said that Apple possibly leaked the Apple Watch Series 10 design. And then I saw this story which says, no, iOS 18.1 beta didn't leak the Apple Watch Series 10 design. Just made me laugh. They go backwards and forwards. This one was a bit of a commentary from me. Apple Original Film celebrates the world premiere of Wolfs at the Venice Film Festival with Brad Pitt, George Clooney, and more. Now, the reason I say that headline is because previously, and I'd ignored it, was the fact that Brad Pitt, George Clooney and others were saying that they were disappointed that there wasn't going to be a full film release. Then I saw this and the pictures of them enjoying all the audience participation, all of the photography, and it suddenly struck me. I now know why these stars, air quotes, want to have these premiere releases. It's because they get quite a lot of adulation with it. Dum, dum, dum.
Wait, hold on. What are the odds?
100%.
100%.
Apple approves WeChat update for iPhone 16 amid ongoing revenue sharing negotiations. There you go. So watch out for it. Now, this, again, I don't normally do rumors. iPhone 16 Pro to feature a 33% smaller display bezel. Why couldn't you then just tell us how much... Just tell us how much bigger that would make the actual screen rather than going with a big 33% smaller. It'll probably be a much smaller figure for the size of the screen, Guy. That's why. Sorry, I just knocked my mic then. Shouldn't have done that. Apple has denied evidence of hidden browser settings to a UK regulator. The Open Web Advocacy's allegation that Apple is misleading the Competition and Markets Authority is inaccurate. Apple says it told the CMA that the design of the identified browser setting was changed in a recent software update. The design was apparently never intended to discourage users from setting third-party browsers as the default. Thunder and bluster, I'd say.
Yeah, well, there was a quote from one of the people making the accusation.
Right, I've got two headlines here. Don't say anything until I've read the second one. First headline in full. German, Apple event in October will include new iPad mini. Next headline. New iPad mini not expected to debut next week, report says.
Ladies and gentlemen, am I totally screwed or what?
Yeah, so we're no closer. The iOS 18 release date is quickly approaching, but is your phone compatible? And I could go through the phones that are compatible. What I may do, though, is make this a Gaz's link, even though I've already got a Gaz's link, which I've got to put in, because it basically goes through. I'm going to read it. I'm going to have fun reading it.
Okay.
I'm not going to put it in as a link. I'm just going to read it. The iPhone SE second generation or later. So these are ones which, hang on a minute, we have good news. If you had eligible phone last year when you updated to iOS 17, the device that should still be compatible with iOS 18, according to Apple, that means you won't have to buy a new phone, is as follows. So what was that headline again? Yeah, okay. So basically, the iPhone SE second generation or later, and then it's the iPhone XR, XS, XS Max, 11, 11 Pro, 11 Pro Max, 12, 12 Mini, 12 Pro, 12 Pro Max, 13, 13 Mini, 13 Pro, 13 Pro Max, 14, 14 Plus, 14 Pro, 14 Pro Max, 15, 15 Plus, 15 Pro, 15 Pro Max. Those are phones which will be compatible with iOS 18.
Did they mention the 16?
Now, that doesn't mean that you'll get... They didn't mention the 16. It's not really compatible with that one. Now, they don't say whether you'll be able to get Apple Intelligence on those, which is probably the fact that you may not. I think the Intelligence is probably on iPhone 15 Pro or 15 Pro Max.
And up.
And up. Yeah, including the 16.
I would hope so.
I saw the snapshot of this, and I haven't yet watched it because this I saw just before we came online. So this is really recent. YouTube has built a 6-foot-tall working replica of Apple's iPhone 15 Pro Max. And it's massive. This thing is massive, if the YouTube clip is correct. So I'm looking forward to watch that. It's actually 6.7 feet tall and weighs 440 pounds.
Please, please send me a link to that.
I tell you what,
I really want to see that.
What we'll do, folks, is we'll probably put that in as a
another Gaz's link.
No, not another Gaz's link. I'll put it in as a for pick's sake.
Oh, there okay.
So I'll remind you when we come to that and put it in as a pick's sake. But this is a link to it, so I'll get the YouTube link rather than the link to the news article which puts it in.
Screw the news article. I just want to see the video.
Yeah. Apple takes direct aim at Microsoft Copilot Plus PCs in a new AI-focused Mac promos. I haven't seen this yet, again, because as I said in the last link, this is fairly recent. I'd like
and
to
neither
watch
has
this.
The author of that article.
Wouldn't it be good? Why have you seen this ad?
No.
If this ad, it would be good if they're going back to the, I'm a Mac, I'm a PC. Remember those?
They were
no,
fun.
You don't. Obviously not. Yeah, they were. So I hope they go back towards that. But I need to watch that one as well after the after we've done the show. Apple Card is now offering two new ways to earn $200 cashback bonus. Yes, thanks, Apple. Can you actually bring this card to the UK, please? That is the end of Gaz's quite long snippet.
Much longer than I thought it was going to be.
Much longer. Well, much longer. Now, let me go because I've also, Guy,
tell me.
Got a Gaz's link. The Gaz's link goes to alleged fraudster. I think this was really clever. An alleged fraudster got $10 million in royalties using robots to stream AI-made music. So a North Carolina man is facing fraud charges after allegedly uploading hundreds of thousands of AI-generated songs to streaming services, and using bots, he then played them billions of times. And apparently, he may well have received $10 million in royalties since 2017, since the scheme. I just thought that was brilliant.
Salute.
Yeah. Yeah. The ingenuity of some people is fabulous. Great initiative, man. It's a shame that you're basically defrauding companies because they don't like that sort of thing.
I hope you moved that money out of wherever the heck it is, you said North Carolina, moved it someplace safe, because if it's still there, they will get it.
Yes, they will. That is the end of Gaz's link.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that is so funny. So here we are at the center part of the show. And in years past, we would have been talking about, well, what do you think is going to be at the next Apple event? And, you know, do you think it'll do this and this and this? And we're sort of not going to do that. We're not going to discuss, you know, the ins and outs of all the different OSs, because quite frankly, nobody really knows for sure until Monday. And I can't think of anything that we could add, that Gaz and I could add to that conversation that would be all that interesting. So instead, we're going to play a game show. And that game show is called What Are the Odds? And you're going to hear that a lot very, very soon. Now, the way this game show is going to work, we're going to talk about not the operating systems. We're going to talk about hardware that could be released at the Apple event, but not just for the Apple event. We're going to look a little bit into the future, September and October is the time frame that I'm looking at. So not just this event, but I'm pretty sure that there's going to be another event, at least one in October, where, or not even really an event. They'll just say, oh, here's some stuff. And just put it
in some stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's what they've done lately. Oh. It's what they did with, I can't remember what it is now at the top of with some of, not the iPads. There was something that was normally would have been like a big release. And they were like, okay, well, we told you about all this other stuff. And oh yeah. 2 weeks later, here's this, and just put it right out there. And those sound effects are all guy. Yeah.
All right.
So let's start to play What Are the Odds? Now, Gaz, tell me, what are the odds in the next 2 months that there will be a new Apple Pencil?
90%.
You say 90%.
So you're recording these, and we have got to then somehow put these percentages into scores so that at the end of October, we can then score it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because we'll totally remember to do that.
Yeah.
Gaz, what are the odds that we'll remember to do that?
0%.
0%, which is what the score that I am giving an Apple Pencil in the next 2 months. Now,
this- you didn't tell me the rules here. Can I actually use, you know, it, I don't have to go 0 or 100. I can go, you know.
Sure, 50, you can. 20, you can put. You can put. I mean, just don't go 67.892. Give me a round number. Is all, that's all I ask. A round number.
Well, I'll round it up and down to
a 10, yeah. To you know a 0. You know what I mean. All right. Next question, Gaz. What are the odds that Apple will release iPhone cases?
100%.
Yeah, that's and you know, I would love to sit there and say no, they won't, but I know they will. Hopefully they won't be as lame as the last ones that they had. Okay. moving on, in the same kind of vein.
I like this game.
Isn't this fun? This is a fun game. Gaz.
No, anybody listening to it is thinking, what a load of rubbish. It is. We're enjoying ourselves.
We're having a good time with it. And we talked about this before we started to record.
Yeah, okay? Yes.
We do because we enjoy doing the show. I'm not taking it to the nth degree, but we enjoy doing the show because we enjoy doing the show. All right, Gaz. What are the odds that Apple will release new watch bands?
100%.
You say 100%. And again, we're talking about over the next 2 months. I'm going to go 40%.
Dum, dum, dum.
Dun, dun, dun. It's going to depend on if there's any real significant changes to the watch, or if it's, you know, all the same sizes and all the rest of that. They may not, because the third, and we're talking about Apple. We're not talking about all of the other companies that make watch bands.
I know we're talking about Apple.
I'm going to say 40% on that.
So the reason I say that is I'm pretty certain there's going to be a new phone within that time frame, a new watch within that time frame.
Okay.
And I think that they will come with new bands because they've got that new watch. That's a good point,
but I've already said 40%, so I'm not going to change it.
Yeah, you see, I'm not going to give you all my little trick. I'm not going to give you my little tricks, you see.
Okay, but
I'm going to take a copy of this so you can't cheat as well.
No, I'm not going to cheat. I will not cheat. I will stick to whatever score I say before either you or I give an explanation as to why you gave it that score. Okay, so next one, Gaz. What are the odds that Apple see, now I'm digging the sound. I'm really digging the sound. That AirPods that they will move to a USB-C case, the regular AirPods, or AirPod Pro release. September, October.
September, October. I think it's quite likely that the next one will have a USB-C case. It's whether it's going to be in the next 2 months. I'll go 45%.
Okay. And I'm going to go 50% on that. I think that there will be new AirPods tomorrow. So.
Yeah. Yeah. You see, if there are, then I think there'll be USB-C, but I've gone 45% because it's whether they, you know, come out and say they're releasing them tomorrow. Yep.
Okay. Next one. Guess, what are the odds that there will be a new AirPods Max, which for people who don't know, those are the big AirPod headphones, not the
over the ear,
right, the over the ear headphones.
I'm going to go 0%.
Zero. Ooh. And actually, I'm going to agree with you. I don't think that there's going to be new AirPods over the next 2 months. And I don't think that Apple will barely even talk about that tomorrow or Monday. All right, Gaz. what are the odds that there will be a new HomePod or HomePod Mini over the next 2 months?
So October's. I'm going to go 65% on that.
I'm going to go 100%.
Are you?
Yeah, I think that. I think they're due. I think that HomePods are due. It's been a long time since they've done anything with them. Okay.
Now, can I sure, just clarify? So that even includes if they release just new colors of the of what their standard range is. I'll yes. give you that as a release. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So next, guess. What are the odds that there will be a new studio display over the next 2 months?
Oh, 10%.
10%. Guess says 10%. I'm going to say 0%. I don't think that, I think it's going to be a really long time before Apple does anything with a display. Now, this next one, I think, is going to be a little bit harder. Gaz, what are the odds that there will be an updated Apple TV in the next 2 months?
So we're talking the hardware here.
Yes.
I'm going to go 0%.
I'm going to go 100%. I think that's a big, hard yes. Again, Apple, you know, because here's the reason. I'll tell you the reason why. The Apple TV, more than almost any other product that Apple makes, ties into Apple services. And that's where such a big part of their revenue is coming from lately that I don't think that they can wait too long to have a new Apple TV.
I agree with what you're saying, but I just don't think they're going to do it. I think they probably think what they've got out there is good enough for the time being. They'll leave it until, you know.
You could be very right, because the current Apple TV is it's a great device.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Mm. Now this next one. This one I think is going to be tough, Gaz. What
do you?
I do. What are the odds of a new Apple Vision Pro or a new, less expensive one?
Now, can we clarify again? These rules are an actual physical device which is released and not them announcing that they are going to
reduce prices or something like that.
Yeah.
No, it has to be, and not necessarily that it's going to be released in the next 2 months. Just that they announced that there is another one coming.
Right. So if they announce that there was one coming, you're saying that's enough.
That's enough
to say.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 0% still. I'm going to stick with it.
Okay. I think I'm going to go completely opposite with you again and say 100%. That, and I'm really hoping for a less expensive one. You know, I've been wanting something like Google Glass, but from Apple. And I've seen some of the, and you know, when I say demos, I'm talking about companies that just pull information out of their ass and say, oh, this is what the new Apple, you know, regular glasses is going to look like. And the funny thing is, when you listen to the YouTube videos, that's exactly what they sound like. Okay.
I just think, again, a little bit like the Apple TV, that they think it's probably good enough for the time being and they don't need to change their process on putting something different out just yet.
Because they haven't even...
Well, you could be
They don't have any sales.
Right.
Yeah. Well, since we're going completely opposite here, it's like, someone's going to be right and someone's going to be wrong. There you go. Okay, this one I think is going to be a little bit easier, Gaz. This one might be easier. Gaz, what are the odds? What are the odds that there will be a new Apple Watch or Apple Watch Ultra?
100%.
Yeah. And to clarify, I didn't just pick items that, you know, it may or may not. I just went across Apple's entire product line and said, okay, I'm putting it in here, even though it's painfully obvious. And speaking of painfully obvious, guess what are the odds that there'll be a new iPhone 16, 16 Plus, 16 Pro, or 16 Pro Max?
100%. If it's any one of those, 100%.
I'm going to say 15. No, I'm kidding, of course.
You've just put it in the wrong... Are you not doing the next one then?
Yeah,
the one above
iPhone.
No, oh, the one above it.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I screwed up the order.
We'll do that next. We're
going to do this one next. But yeah,
this one's we're an both easy saying 100%. The one we've just done is easy.
Yeah. It's like, guy, if you say anything other than 100%, you're an idiot. More so.
If anybody says 110%, I'd say no, you can't get more than 100%.
Right.
Because 100%
is everything.
Full.
Okay, guess. Guess. What are the odds of a new iPad Pro, iPad Air, iPad or iPad Mini in the next 2 months?
Oh, do you know, I was thinking straight away 100%, but now I'm thinking about it.
It wasn't that long ago.
No, it's got to be 100%.
Ago. You're going to say 100%?
That's right. That's what I was thinking, you see, because I was then thinking it wasn't so long ago. And unless that iPad Mini comes out, which is, you know, completely, I'm going to go 50%.
Okay. 50%.
I think it really should be 100, but I'm going to go with 50 just to put a
I'm going a less. I'm going works. 25%.
Oh, right. Blimey.
Yeah. Okay. You know, they'll talk about the iPad OS, but I don't think that they're going to announce any hardware or even in October, because they just did the iPad Air and iPad Pro as M4s, or was it just the Air?
I can't remember.
Okay. Well, regardless, there was an iPad event not that long ago. All right. Now we're getting into some hardware that you and I are probably extremely interested in. Guess. What are the odds?
Yes.
Of still digging the sound. I really am. We're going to play this game again. Not like next week, but soon. As soon as something comes up that makes it worth playing, we'll play What Are the Odds? Again, yes, 100%. That's 100% right there. Okay, Mac Studio. 2 months.
I'm giving all of my odds before you, by the way, which yes. I feel a little bit unfair. But as it's your quiz, I'll let you.
Okay, you want me to go first? I'll go first on the Mac.
No, it's fine. It's fine. No, it's fine. It's fine. I think this one's quite difficult, but I think. Oh, this really is a difficult one from what we're hearing at the moment. I'm going to go 20%.
20%. Okay. Mac Studio. I'm going to go 75%.
Right. Okay.
Not necessarily a release date. Not a release in the next 2 months, but at least an announcement for a new M4. Okay.
Yeah, it's gotta be the announcement that it is coming though from Apple, not
yes.
you know.
Yeah, not from Minji Kuo.
It's gotta be from Apple. But they don't tend to say, you know, that far ahead. So
no. But yeah, we are looking at the next 2 months. Okay, next.
Yes. So you do your next question and then it puts some doubt in my mind, but carry on.
Okay. Gaz, what are the odds that there'll be a new Mac Mini in the next 2 months?
Yeah. You see, this is where I think there may well just be a Mac Mini, and Wilf's just come in.
Hello, Wilf.
What do you think?
I hear him moving his stuff around.
Come here, Wilf.
What does Wilf think? Should I put Wilf in this one?
YouTubers? Let's put YouTubers on there so they can see Wilf.
Wilf.
Okay. Okay, just calm down. So the thing is, if they bring out a Mac Mini, they may well then bring out a Mac Studio alternative, because I'm hearing so many rumors about this possible Mac Mini. I'm going to go 75%, but I'm not going to change. but I'm not going to change my
the Mac Studio
and my 20% on the Studio. I'm going to live with it.
Oh, he's off now.
This one is as compared to the Mac Studio, I don't know, because the problem is, now I don't have it on this list. Now there is a Mac Pro. There's a Mac Pro out there, and that's been swapped over to the M series, hasn't it? The Mac Pro? Yeah. And that hasn't been updated in a long time. And I don't have it on this list, and I should have. And I will put it in and include it. I said 75% for the Mac Studio. I think that if Apple is going to announce M4 Macs, and that, let's face it, that's exactly what we're talking about here, that it's pretty sure that they'll do at least announce all the way across the board all of them. So I'm also going to say 75%.
Okay.
Next, iMac, or I should put this, actually, let's put this in a different category. Hold on a second. I'm going to do a quick.
So for anybody listening, Guy is now, he's making this really difficult, okay. I think.
Okay. So what are the odds, Gaz, of new iMacs over the next 2 months?
You see, you just talked about them wanting to update to the M4 version, and I don't know what version they're on currently. So
they're M2.
I'm going to M2. You see, they can easily announce that we are bringing it out.
Are they M3s? Now I can't remember.
Ah, you see. Well, you don't look.
No,
don't,
I'm not going to look. I'm not going to cheat.
You see, I'm dubious about it. I'm going to go 35%.
35%. I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to say 35% as well, because the iMacs, more so than Mac Minis or even some of the laptops, which we will also go over in a second, are purely consumer-based machines. That's the audience that it's intended for. And I don't know if Apple would spend a lot of resources to also update iMacs to M4s when it really wasn't necessary. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm very, very quickly there. Okay. Ooh, excuse me. Sorry about that. What are the odds that Guy would burp during the show? 100%. 100%. Gaz, what are the odds that Apple will introduce, and I have here 27-inch, but instead of saying that, let's just say larger iMac.
0%.
0%. And I'm going to agree. I don't think that Apple is interested in, for all the same reasons, updating the iMac to anything more than what it currently is. And that's not to say it's not a great machine. That's not to say it won't get updated
in the future. We're just saying the next 2 months here, folks. Right. This is what we're concentrating on.
Okay. Guess.
Yes.
What are the odds of an updated MacBook Air in the next 2 months?
I'm going to say 0%.
And I am not going to disagree with that. I don't think that the MacBook Air, and it's not a purely consumer laptop. You can do real professional work on a MacBook Air as a portable device. But I think they're going to concentrate more on the Macs that have been somewhat neglected over time. All right. There's only two more, and there's one that I don't have listed here. Gaz, what are the odds that we're going to see an updated MacBook Pro?
I'm going to say 0% as well, because I've got a feeling that if they're going to go yes to a MacBook Air, they would go yes to a MacBook Pro and vice versa, because they'll just announce that they're updating them with new things. So because I've gone zero on the Air, I'm going to go zero on the Pro. But if they come out with one or the other, they'll both come out, I think. I think they'll do an update to both if they do an update to one. So I could have a double whammy zero there, I think.
I'm going to say 100%.
Oh, right. So you're splitting your odds there, aren't you? Basically, you're putting $100 on black and on red.
Right. So that way I can't lose. Because here's the thing.
I've put all of my $100 on one number, and it's
35-1 odds on that.
Yeah.
I think that the MacBook Pro, being the Pro machine, that they're going to want to update that for, God, I hate saying this word, Apple intelligence. And that the MacBook Pro, I think, will get the update before the MacBook Air. All right.
Yeah, basically.
This is the last one I have. Now, if you think of any, we'll go ahead and throw it in. Gaz, what are the odds that there's going to be a new Mac Pro?
You see, all of this is really dependent on whether they just throw it out on a separate event at a later stage. I'm going to say 0%.
Okay. Well, remember, the announcement could come in October as well.
Yeah. Agreed.
Okay. I'm going to say
50%. I'm going to go zero.
I'm going to say 50%. Again, because this is a professional machine, and I think they're pushing out Apple intelligence, he says with a catch in his throat, for the professional market as much as the consumer market, maybe even more so, that they, and the Mac Pro has not been updated in a long time. Anyway, those are all of the ones I have for, what are the odds? So unless you have something, we can move on to the next part of the show.
We can move on.
Oh, okay, good. I see you nodding your head.
Hit it. Gaz's tips.
Most important.
Gaz's tips.
Most important.
Gaz's tips.
It's time for
Gaz's tip. Okay, these are iPad keyboard tips, Guy. Nice. If you have an Apple-orientated keyboard connected to your iPad, then you can press the globe and a key to get back to the home screen. Oh, the globe.
Ooh, press
the
I did not
key
know that.
And key. Which one is it? Oh, no. I've lost it. It's not just the globe key. Now, you know which is the globe key, don't you?
Yes.
Now, unfortunately, I've been messed up because I think there should be there's another key there, and I think it's possibly H, and I haven't got my keyboard here. I should have got this much, much better sorted. Now, on some keyboards,
stick with
what I'm talking about is the if you go if you try the globe and the H key, see if that takes you back. Is that a no?
I love Gaz's tips.
Did it work?
I don't know. I can't.
Oh, you've
see
not
it
tried it. I don't have mine with me.
I didn't know you were going to do this.
Right. Okay. Well, no, that's fine. I've got mine here, but I haven't got the keyboard on it, so I can't test it for you. But the globe key, for anybody who's not sure, is actually the function key in the bottom left-hand corner. Well, I was just going to put them out, and I've just realized I haven't got that particular key, so I'm going to have to disappear and come back and tell you what that is, or I might do it next week. Anyway, I've still got other tips here. That was really bad, Gary. I've put the globe and the blank key.
You want to start over?
No. Okay. I'll go with it. You know, just press the globe and all the keys. You'll see which one takes you back. Anyway,
what are the odds?
Takes you back to the home screen. So the globe. So this is a real mess, isn't it?
It is.
I've had a bad day. I've had a hard day.
You have.
Anyway,
you deserve a break.
Just to remind everybody, that globe key is the key in the bottom left-hand corner of the keyboard, and it's also known as the function key on some keypads. Now, as on the Mac, you can press Command and the space bar to bring up search on the iPad as well. Do you want to bring up the dock while you're in an app? Sometimes you want to go to the dock because it's got your favorite apps on there. Again, press that globe or function key and then press the A key. Obviously, do that combination and again, and the dock will disappear. So if you go globe or function and the A key and the menu bar, sorry, the dock will pop up, press it again and it will disappear. Globe, I'll just refer to globe rather than globe and function. Globe and the Q brings up a quick note. This also works while you're in a different app. Globe and C brings up the control center. Globe and the M key brings up all available shortcuts. So you may not actually, this is the brilliant bit. If you press the globe and the M key, it brings up all the available shortcuts. So you don't need to remember all these great tips. Plus, it gives you various other options as well as the globe and something key to get you back to the home screen. Anyway, the globe and the arrow keys, left, right arrows, scroll you through the currently open apps. So if you go globe and then up, down, left and right, it'll actually go through all of the apps. Actually, that's left and right because the globe and up arrow takes you to the app switcher. I think it's the globe. So it's just the globe and the arrow left and right takes you to all the currently available apps. And then the globe up arrow takes you to the app switcher. Using the globe and the down arrow combination will open all of the open windows you have within a single app, like Safari. Some people open lots of Safari windows, so this will actually go through them. And then you can use the left and right keys to scroll automatically through, not automatically, but to let you scroll through those windows. So if you've got a number of app windows, single app windows open, using the globe and down arrow will bring all of those possible windows up, and then you can scroll through them. So like the Mac, you can use the command and tab key to scroll through the current open apps. When you do that, you release the keys when you land on the app that you need. So basically you go command and tab, and then keep pressing those, and then you'll go through all of the different applications and then release it when you're there. And I think that's it for now. That, Guy, is the end of many bad-started Gaz's iPad tips. Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's the end of Gaz's tips.
Is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish?
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
Okay. Well, when you say absolutely, not completely absolutely on that one, but we'll take it as, you know.
Well, I can't change the recording, Gaz. It is what it is. And have I told you that when you do those really, really long Gaz's tips, how appreciative I am of all of the hard work that you put into them so that, actually, I'm not going to say. You'll know if you watch the video. Otherwise, well, you won't. So anyway, I don't have a For Pick's Sake this week, and you have your big phone. Ooh, I can't wait to watch this. Your big phone YouTube link.
Yes,
I do. I'm really, really looking forward to that.
And I haven't watched it either, but I'm looking forward to watching it. So yeah, there you go.
I'm sure it's going to be great. If you would like to contact us and say, what is Guy talking about when he says that Gaz's links can sometimes be longer for really, really good reasons, but you'll have to watch the video to find out. You can. And we'll talk about all those things in a while, but if it's the first time that you've done it, you will get something amazing, which is called a Woo T. And that's big W, big O, big O, big T, little I, little E, exclamation mark. And that's a Wooty. And I really should move saying all of that to when we talk about how to get a hold of us instead of doing it here.
I want to discuss all this behavior.
Yeah. I'm sure. I'm quite sure. If you would like to help contribute, I'm laughing, to this show, you can do so. You can go to, Patreon, patreon.com /MacParrot, coffeeko-fi.com/MacParrot, or PayPal at paypal.me/MacParrot. And before we go on, and it's what I should have done before talking about any of that, is that we do have some feedback this week, Gaz.
We do.
We do. What are the odds?
What are the odds?
What are the odds? First one I'm going to mention is from a longtime listener who likes to send me messages that make me work really, really hard. And this time was particularly difficult. Thank you, Marcus. This is a message from Marcus, and let's give that a listen.
I am so sick of Apple improving to the point where it doesn't work anymore. Jesus Christ. I have my activity rings for August. So like, oh, hey, if you get all of this in August, I'll close all three for 25 days, you get an award. And I was closest, and I get home, and I have to do every single day in the rest of August, right? Because there's 31 days in August, hopefully. Well, there is, I checked. And I looked at the shit, like, well, if you do 25 days total, all your exercise rings, you get the thing for August. And I'm an August baby, so like, yeah, what the fuck? I can do this. And then I get home, I take off my Apple Watch Ultra 2 and put on my Ultra 1 and go to bed. And I had like 4 minutes or whatever. So I, you know, you do this where you roll your arms in the air, blah, 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 for 4 minutes. And I catalog 4 minutes on my Apple Watch Ultra 1 and I go to bed. And like, you know, if it doesn't do this, I don't give a crap, because I went a whole year and I met every single goal I had and it didn't do shit. And I'm still fat. I didn't lose weight. So I'm like, what the fuck, man? I'm not motivated for shit anymore at this point. I'm just playing a game. So I go to bed. I wake up. I'm driving to a thing to meet a friend. And I open a thing and like all watches. And then I go, I click that, unclick it, because they've got more than one Apple Watch. If you have more than one Apple Watch, it'll unclick and you can choose an Apple Watch. So I chose the Apple Watch 5 because it's an old OS or some shit. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to ignore that. And then I'm like, well, Ultra 1 chose that. Ultra 2, whatever. I don't remember the sequence, but I had to fuck with it just to get the old sequence and the old activity to show up because it wasn't syncing from iCloud. You know, when you hit the bottom button and you tap the phone thing to ping it and it doesn't do it. And it says, oh, well, open Find My and then do that. Well, that means that your watch isn't connected to your phone for some reason. I don't know. Apple is improving things so much that it doesn't work like Microsoft. But it did all that bullshit. And it synced the rings and it synced the rings. And I go to sleep with my Apple Watch Ultra 1 and I saw I was 4 minutes short of exercise. So I exercised for 4 minutes, got that done, blah, 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 yippee dee dee. It didn't even show up today as I was driving to a destination to go to meet a friend. And I had to f*** with this shit. And I didn't have to do it while I was driving, but I did. Much like somebody that I know that drives and records himself for no reason at all. But anyway, that's beside the point. And if you want to speed this up to 2x, I would totally be okay with that. I got this figured out. And for Christ's sake, and I looked at my rings for Wednesday, and it's really shit you do on the watch. You really have to do it on the phone. So I tapped on activity, went back to Wednesday. It had previously shown like not a whole lot of, and then once I synced both watches up while I was driving, which is illegal in Minnesota, it showed up and like, yeah, oh great, so I can still do it for August. Today's Friday, I'm good through Thursday. If I have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, if I meet all my goals, I will get the August award. And I kind of want to do that because I'm an August child. I was 73. But anyway, hey, thanks for listening to the My Mac program on whatever network this is, and I will talk to you guys later. I'm not apologizing for not sending anything in recently or whatever. Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you, Marcus.
I've got to say, Marcus, it was a bit waffly. And I get that completely, because there are times when I'm doing the same thing. Ah, Apple, why did you do that? All I had to do was, and you just didn't let, and I've gone beyond that now. I now don't care about the Apple rings. There is one thing that I'll try and achieve on the Apple rings, and that is standing, which I normally hit absolutely. Oh, by the way, but it was at 12 hours and I didn't always kind of catch 12 hours, because sometimes you get up, you walk somewhere, you come back, you sit down, and it's in an hour where you were sat watching a TV, but it didn't record it. It doesn't pick it up because he said the wavy army bit, you know, sometimes you got to wave your arm a bit. So you could sit down and wave your arm and it says you've been standing. Hello, I actually stood up, walked out to the kitchen, round a bit, came back, and it still didn't register it. So I kind of get that. But, you know, the other stuff, I actually set a limit so that, you know, I have to push myself a little bit. Although, to be honest with you, 30 minutes exercise each day, I can do that generally easily.
Yeah, I would think so.
But the my activity, sometimes that's more of a struggle. However, I've got to the point where a few days I've missed it and I thought, really, does it matter? No, it doesn't. It's nice to get a little badge. But as Marcus absolutely hits the nails on the head, oh, it's just become a game. It has. And it's a game which you can cheat. So, yeah. But the activities which they ask you to try and achieve on the monthly basis, that is something which I try and do, you know, correctly, as it were. But there's been a few other things with Apple myself, which I've been, Apple, why are you doing this to me? It's not just working.
And well, at least they got desktops, right?
I love that rant. I thought it was absolutely brilliant. Yeah. I was in hysterics when I heard it come through because I was just nodding my head. Not that there's a tip there.
No.
Not that there's a tip there. Brilliant. Thank you, Marcus. Fabulous. Okay.
Yeah, we were both, and as you listened to it, or as you listened to it, I should say, you probably could hear us laughing in the background because it was a worthy rant. It certainly was. However, if you could make them just a little shorter, Marcus, we would appreciate it. Not that
you
we still
do what
won't
you
play
like,
it.
Marcus. You do what you like.
You do you, Marcus. You do you. Speaking of people that do themselves, we have one other comment for this week. Mr. Cheesed Off has something to say. Are you ready for Mr. Cheesed Off?
Yes, please.
Okay, here he is.
Hello, guy and gals. Mr. Cheesed Off here.
Hi.
Have you heard about this new Nopin rubbish? It's like Big Brother on a tape recorder had a baby, and they're flogging it as a memory capsule. Oh, how lovely. A wearable AI that records everything you say. Brilliant. Because that's what we desperately need, is a digital snitch dangling from our necks. I'm sure it'll be a hit in a pub. Nothing says trust me like wearing a bloody Worth app. And it learns about you over time. Fantastic. Soon it'll be telling me to eat my veggies and call my mum. Just what I've always wanted, a Magin necklace. They reckon it'll save us 260 hours a year. On what? Thinking for ourselves? Heaven forbid. $169 for the privilege of being spied on. I'd rather train a carrot to take notes. At least that'll be entertaining. Nothing too fruity, though, as I hear the Norwegian blue stums easily. Now, if you'll excuse
Beautiful
me,
privilege.
I'm off to have a private conversation with my toaster. It's the only appliance left that's not trying to outsmart me. Oh, I don't know. Sometimes all this just really cheeses me off.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
Thank you, Mr. Cheesed Off. Brilliant. As always, we really appreciate your comments on the news of the day. sorry, I'm still laughing. Gaz.
Yes.
Gaz.
Yes.
If people wanted to get a hold of you and say, I want to send a 5-minute rant, how would they do so?
Ever so easy, guy. Ever so easy. Just send an email to gaz@mymac.com. That's gaz@mymac.com. You can find me on the socials as Gazmaz, GAZMAZ. And if you think you can't find me on the socials as Gazmaz, just send an email to gaz@mymac.com. See what I do there? I'm just repeating the gaz@mymac.com over and over and over and over. You can also, though, contact both Guy and Gaz on the X's. If you go to GUYANDGAZ,
Gaz,
and you'll find Guy and Gaz. You can also send an email to feedback@mymac.com. I don't think I can actually say that any quicker, to be honest with you.
No,
I do try, but I don't think I can actually say any quicker.
It's actually not me saying it because you don't see my lips move. It's a ghost that's behind me.
It's a ghost. Yeah.
Weird.
His name was Guy.
Oh.
Pay no attention to that guy behind the curtain. He's the guy.
There he is.
Gaz, you've got a point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. I screwed up constantly.
Guy.
Guy?
Guy's the one.
Yeah.
You remember Guy?
If you want.
Oh, no,
An
no,
email
no.
from Guy.
Without
no fooling,
how would they do it?
I don't think I could have gone on unless you play that. I think I would just like lock in place. Yeah. You can send me an email on the email client of your choice to there we go. Yes, him at mymac.com. GUY@mymac.com. You can also find me on the X Twitter, whatever's, as either Mac Parrot, words are hard, or Vert Shark. I am Vert Shark over there on the Instagrams and the threads. What else? I'm also Mac Parrot on Counter Social and Mastodon.social. If you don't hear from me there, it's because I typically don't go there very often. But those are my names there. Honestly, if you're on X, and I know there's a lot of people that have problems with X, and that's fine. You don't have to like X or Elon Musk or any of the rest of that. But that is unfortunately where I do spend most of my social media time. That and Facebook. But there's another way that you can get a hold of us, Gaz. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I is. Are you going to play it?
No, you can play it.
Call 703-284-677 for the My Mac podcast with Guy and Gaz. It's Tech Heaven. That's 703-284-677. Get in touch now. Your call is our Tech Driven 11. 703-284-677.
Okay. And apparently... When you have no, what is that called? No feedback turned on in, what system are we using? StreamYard. Wow. Guys, it's been a long show.
Systems are hard.
It keeps turning down the audio in the middle of that for some reason. I don't know why. It is so weird. If you do call that number, outside of the U.S., you'll have to use the country code, which is 1, and then the number. And remember that you could incur charges if dialed directly. So the best way to send us a message is in all the various ways that we talked about before. We're finally near the end of this show. I know. What are the odds?
We are. It's not.
What are the odds? This is going to be a long show. I'm looking at our time here. Yeah, this is going to be a very, very long show. So if you like listening to us, especially since we didn't have a show last week, this is your kind of show. If you sit there and say, oh my God, it's even longer with the two of them, then it's probably not your type of show. But we appreciate the fact that you have downloaded and listened. Listen, damn it, to the MyMac.com podcast. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. And we're just stunned and amazed that after all these years that you're still doing it. And Gaz, I think that we're good enough. And what are the odds that we were smart enough and that doggone it, we even had Wilf in this week. Wilf. People like us.
I only know 25 letters of the alphabet.
What?
I don't know why.
Why didn't I see that coming?
End.
Thanks for downloading and listening to the My Mac Podcast. You can also hear other great podcasts on the My Mac Podcasting Network, like the Tech Fan Podcast, Three Geeky Ladies, Geekiest Show Ever, the Let's Talk Podcast, Essential Apple Podcast, and the Club PlayStation and Club Nintendo Podcasts.
Yeah, because you remember all those times I kept telling you that...
When you pressed it,
yeah,
it sounded like there was an extraction of gas somewhere. It went... And I thought...
I did have prunes for breakfast.
Nice.
I actually did not. I did not have prunes for breakfast.
I always have prunes for breakfast.
I had
it's a staple diet.
What do they call those like shredded big shredded wheat chunks over there in the UK?
Shredded wheat.
Okay.
Weetabix.
Huh? Weetabix?
Weetabix. Have we got a delay here?
I don't know. Do we?
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, you want me to do it at the same time? Okay, just do it again.
One, two, three. Not really.
Okay.
It's just you ignoring me.
What?
Right. I think I'm now on eyeglasses. So I think continuity's finally kicked in. Okay.
You see my hat?
I'm Guy. Something Guy thinks. I can't. It's doing Guy things.
Yeah. It's the ultimate narcissistic hat.
Okay.
If you don't want me doing Guy things, don't hang out with Guy. That's how it works.
Correct. Well, I'm Guy. I do Guy things.
Okay. We're playing a game show for the center section.
We're playing a what?
We're playing a
game show.
Yeah. It's called What Are the Odds?
You know. Okay.
And every time I ask the question, this is what you're going to hear.
Okay. Right. I best open that stuff. Right. Let's get cracking then.
So because the intro has me saying stuff that I have to say, you'll be doing the title this week. Hold on. Before you say anything, you hear
you're
that?
Listening to the G-Man on the MyMag.
You heard that, right?
I did.
Okay, good.
Ooh, well, so before you start then, you heard this, right?
No. Yes, I did.
Oh.
I'm just being a dick.
That changed. Yeah.
Come see, come saw. You know, it's what it is. My wife is asking me if I want generic or brand Tylenol.
Generic's cheaper, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't really care. It's ibuprofen. Generic is fine.
Right. Okay. So you want me to do the title? Okay.
Yeah. So when you're ready, just wait about 5 seconds to put some pause in there and then go ahead and say the title.
I was going to say, aren't you going to do the music and stuff?
Yes.
I'm not hearing anything.
I know. I haven't done anything yet.
Oh, right. I was. you seem to be an awfully long delay. I thought you were going to play the intro music.
No, I played the intro after you say the title.
Oh, I thought we do. I thought you did. Why am I thinking that we hear music, I do the title, and then there's more music?
Because that was the old way we did it.
Right.
Okay.
I'll wait 5 seconds and do it. Right.
All right. Jog on.
What a podcast.
I'm sorry. Oh, that was totally on me. I'm very, very sorry. Go ahead. I'm not gonna look at you because that's what made me laugh the first time.
Yeah, I thought it might be quite a long one.
Yeah. Yeah. What are the odds?
Doom.
Doom. No, I didn't hit it. Well, no, I have to.
I know you didn't. I did.
That was fun. That actually worked out a lot better than I thought it was going to.
Good.
Yeah. And I didn't screw it up other than not having all the categories that we wanted.
Nah, never mind. Yeah. I think it might, I'm just doing a quick search. I think it may well have been the H to show or hide the desktop. So I think I'm okay on that.
Okay.
I guessed on the, yeah.
No, that's, you know, here's the thing. Even if it wasn't, it's still okay. You had so much other great tips there.
Yeah, there were. That's why I wasn't too worried. If it had been the only one, I'd have been rather frustrated with myself. But as I've got so many others in there.
Yeah.
Even the one that will tell you whether it's right or not.
The worst part was, and that's why when I heard you that you were continuing on with some of the different ones, it was like, oh, thank God, because I have to pee so bad. Oh. Freaking water pills, man.
Because I have the links here, I moved the page across so I didn't see you disappear. So I could have quietened and you wouldn't have said anything. I'd have moved it and you weren't there. That would have been hilarious.
Yeah, we'd have been like, what happened to Guy? He just disappeared.
It would have been hairy ass.
Hairy ass. It would have been hairy ass. yeah, you know, right. I think I've told you about these water pills, but it's to like get all the excess water out of my body.
Yes.
The problem with it is then they also tell you that you have to drink a lot of water so that you don't get dehydrated. It's like, can someone make up their minds on the kinds of medication that they're giving us? You want
to get rid of the water, yeah. Funny.
I don't get it. I just don't. And yeah,